You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Auckland Council and Waitemata Local Board are back to bring you POP, an annual series of art installations happening around Auckland City. BFM reporter Joe Guy spoke to the head of creative strategy at Auckland Council, Tracy Williams, to learn more, starting off by asking what POP is and how it came about.
POP is essentially a series of temporary public art activations that happen across the city. They have placemaking outcomes. POP came about because we, as a unit of Auckland Council, the Arts and Culture Unit, very much put our hands on our hearts in thinking about the Chapter 3 of the Auckland Plan, which talks about integrating arts and culture into everyday life. And so I guess it was very much came about as a response to that. It was prompted by trying to solve that problem, which is the question was, what does that look like? What is that? And if you look at a lot of what's happening in Auckland and thinking about what, for example, what council's role is, which is not, we're not an arts organisation, we're an infrastructure organisation, and that talks to us about being here to help create a city and people's experience of a city, and being sort of that a layer of how people experience their city. So POP was about using arts and culture and using creativity to, I guess, shift people's perceptions of their city and the way they relate to each other. So, and if you look at that whole landscape and the whole of the inner city and then the rest of Auckland, go, what is everybody else doing? We're not, we are a piece of the pie. If you kind of go, theatres are doing that and galleries are doing that, and looking at who's been served by what and kind of going, where are the gaps? And for us, the gap was very much around art, putting art where the people are, really. That's how you can define it. So we kind of flipped that traditional model of how people experience art on its head, turned it upside down and went, actually, let's just start with the place and the people. We don't need to sort of do more of what everyone else is doing. And so it was actually as simple as that, as literally putting art where people are as a means of integrating arts and culture into everyday life. The other bit of POP is that it's highly participatory. Like, the artwork is not the thing. The art is what happens when people engage with the project. So, for example, like, the art doesn't happen with POP ping pong, for example, unless people pick up a bat and play ping pong.
Right.
You know, it's not the tables that are the art. It's actually the act of getting involved and then this kind of creative activation in this particular spot of the city.
So is it the kind of interactive aspect of this particular project that sets it apart from maybe installations?
It really does. It's like, what sets it apart is that it's, well, I think there are several things, but I think one of the key things is that it's audience-centric.
Mm.
It's audience-centric programming approach. It's a very place-based programming approach. And the other thing that sets it apart is that it actually, the art is the act of taking part. That is where the work happens. So I guess, you know, there are plenty of examples all over the world for that type of practice. And, you know, if you put your pointy academic hat on, you might call it social practice. So I guess, you know, it has its roots and, you know, and a lot of types of creative practice that are going on, but actually it's unique in its manifestation of that.
Right. And did this also kind of prompt the decision then to expand it to the kind of outskirts of Auckland? Because I believe it was a central city project kind of up until this year.
It very much was. And that actually, the genesis of that is that it was started as a local board funded program of work. And so that was the genesis of it being central city based, but it was also a key opportunity to actually think through that problem, to go, well, what is the gap in the inner city? And I guess that's what really prompted it, because it's going, if you're going to do a community arts program, which is essentially what the budget was called, if you're going to do that in the inner city, what would that be? Because there are theatres, there are galleries, there's actually a lot going on.
Mm.
So there was sort of an intervention logic that applied, and then through that process, POP was developed. And POP was developed by working alongside a group of creatives working that sort of specialise in sort of human-centred design and community engagement. The alt group, they're based in the Waitematā local board area, so it was very much sort of working with council, working with the alt group, working with the Waitematā local board, and at the same time working with a bunch of artists to, you know, we didn't just do it, it wasn't a straight line to get to POP, it was a whole lot of people going, so what's the problem we're trying to solve, what does that look like, and POP was born out of that process. And it very much did start as a series of piloted projects, like testing, which was essentially just testing this idea. Year two was around, I guess, underscoring that idea and going, actually becoming really clear about what, you know, what POP stands for, what its characteristics are. POP's fun, POP's engaging, POP's about participation, and POP is in public space, all those types of things. And then each year we've developed from there. And it was really around the potential for POP to actually activate other sites in Auckland, obviously in a slightly different way, because the communities are different and the places are different. But some of the projects that we've tested, like POP Ping Pong last year, was so highly successful. We did actually test it last year just in a couple of areas, just because we weren't sure. You can have an idea about, you know, how great something's going to be, but unless you sort of take that step to test it, you don't know. And this year we've sort of gone formalized that step with going, yes, we are now doing this thing in the other parts of Auckland.
That's very cool. I also kind of noticed that not only have you expanded geographically, but you've also kind of expanded in terms of diversity with Pop Poi and Pop Waiata. Yeah. So that's really cool to see. Who are some of the local artists that alt groups collaborating with this year?
The collaboration, I must say, has always been between the local board and arts and culture staff and alt group and artists. I think that's another thing, to go back to your earlier question, what sets POP apart, because it is in public space. There's a massive team of people that come together to realise these projects. We're also working with Fresh Concept this year to help with the sort of delivery part of it, because that's their specialisation. So it's really incredible what it does in terms of bringing people together, that, you know, in every way. Like, the projects do that, but actually the back end of the projects do that as well. Okay, so we're working with New Zealand Dance Company. Mm-hmm. On a project called Pop Knot. They're based in the Waitematā local board area, working with a couple of artists on Pop Skip Jump. They are Marika Newman and Sahara, if I've got your name wrong. And we're working with them. They work under the umbrella, the moniker Bored and Broke. And they just, actually their project is just going around with big long skipping robes, dressed up in POP costumes and skipping.
Yeah.
We're working with Geneva Masters, who's actually, she's a performer, she's a musician, she's a songwriter, she's also a product designer. She came up with this great idea but essentially it's karaoke on buses, but with Waiata. So it's taking that sort of karaoke idea and extending it to Waiata, and we're running that on all Auckland transport routes. That is one that started in the inner city and will become regional. So that's Geneva Masters. We're also working with, and I feel really, really terrible about this, their name's Piri Wehongi, and his collaborator, who's another artist who are heavily involved with, like, Polyfest and Te Matatini, and those, you know, working at that level,
yeah,
a Māori performance, have actually brought together another troupe of performers that they lead that are doing these pop-up poi performances. You may have seen some of them on Facebook, and they're both based locally. Oh yeah, and then there's a group of actually an architecture interns working on a project called Pop Drop.
Oh cool.
And so they're all based in the Waitemata local board area. So we're very much we're looking to work with people who are based sort of living and working or living or working in the Waitemata to be true to, you know, the intent and the spirit of that budget, that it was very much around working with local artists. Pop Fiesta is a group of drummers, performance drummers, and they've very much, I guess, their home base would be Toiora Arts Trust, which is based in the Waitemata area, and it's led by Monica Evans, and she works with all sorts of different local groups of youth and does these sort of big flash mob performances that involve a whole lot of percussion and really get people who are standing in the audience involved. So those are some examples of some of the artists we're working with. And then, of course, we've got some of the old favourites like Pop Marbles and Pop Ping Pong that people, you know, sort of practically chain themselves to those projects when they get taken away each year because they're just so loved and adored. So it makes sense because we, you know, those assets exist, to use them over multiple sites over multiple years. Those are the same projects that will be taken to those outer areas.
And
so the difference with the Waitemata projects is that there are a whole lot of like smaller, and I don't mean smaller in any value sense, it's just that they don't involve the building of assets necessarily, they're a lighter touch. These projects that are very, very artist-led and very community-involved, like Pop Fiesta involving the drummers and Skip Jump and Pop Poi and Pop Waiata.
Yeah. So that's really cool that a lot of local artists are involved. And I think when I was reading about it this morning, kind of mentioned, you know, like the street corners, trains and everything in between will kind of be bursting with these surprise artworks around Auckland.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. Where can people go to learn more about Pop?
So the best place to go to learn more about Pop is actually the Pop Facebook page. So if you just, I think it's Pop Community, it's called Pop Community on Facebook. If you just type Pop Community, you'll see the Pop font, which is very distinctive and unique, and just like that page, I think, is the best way to learn more. There's a lot of information there, and then there's also a website, which is pop.org.nz.
That was The Wire.
That was Tracy Williams discussing pop-up art installations happening across Auckland at the moment.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.